chance. Wartell makes a run ahead of it. Bergkamp suddenly changed pace through the centre. It's Bergkamp! That's magnificent! The move, and then this, which left Dabby's ass totally stranded.
Welcome to a Bergkamp Wonderland, an Arsenal podcast. I am back, as you can see, after my brief hiatus because work gets in the way of football, which is sacrilegious if you ask me. But I've been rejoined with the man that is Danny. Danny, what a game. What a game. What really fun, enjoyable throughout. Made a plethora of notes because I was just so enthralled by how much action was happening.
Well, this will not be one that gets talked about much when we look back at this double season of the Champions League and the Premier League. We will gloss over this one. Unlike the first one we played them, where that was lots of talking points. This one, not so much.
Not so much, that's for sure. We didn't write too many notes on the in that regard. However, because of the huge changes that we'll go into in just a moment, we'll say hello to some people first and foremost. But because of all the changes, we were talking before we clicked the live button, Danny, that it's so nice to be in a position where we can make so many changes to a team and still manage to grind out a pretty decent result without really getting out of second gear. There was no real moments where I was very worried. I was very assured. We've easily got one of the best defensive systems in the world at the moment. I watched the City game. Absolutely incredible performance from the boys. I can't believe how well Saliba and Gabriel have created this partnership, which is easily the best centre-back partnership on the planet right now. And I can't see anyone else that can really compare with that. But at the end of the day, we got the result. We got the 3 points. We managed to rotate a hefty amount of players. We rested another a load as well. And we got the result, Danny. So what else can you ask for, really? What else can you
do? Well, you put these things in order of importance. 3 points, clean sheet, no injuries. Everybody apart from Timber is fit. Five changes, brought five subs on. Even Eddie got a game, so you know things are going easy when Eddie got a game. No True. One got a kick or anything in the game. We've got a couple could be seen as one dodgy booking from Havertz trying to dive in the middle of the pitch. I don't know.
I didn't like that. We'll talk about it. I didn't like it.
There's nothing to grumble about apart from a very boring game, but you can't win the championship by playing champagne football every game, can you?
No, you can't. You've got to sometimes grind out a result. And because of the changes that were made, and the fact that Saka didn't even make the bench, never mind made the team, I think, you know, we weren't going to be looking at a game that was going to be filled with goals galore like we've usually seen, because I think we've only made 49 changes in the league thus far, which is one of the lowest in the league. I don't know if it is probably the lowest. I'm not sure. It's definitely lower than City and Liverpool, that's for sure. I remember hearing that stat. But 49 changes, we've only used 25 players this season. I know the Prem's only 25 players, but you can change things up halfway through the season, and we've not done that. We've just kept players. So we've made very few changes, and we've seen that by such an incredible performance in 2024 in the calendar season. But let's go and say wherever you are, let's go and say hello to you guys. So we've got Jimmy H. Evening, gents. That is an interesting... Is that the Joker? I think that's probably the Joker, isn't it? And all the numbers. Hi, gents. Solid result tonight. And Nketiah is still terrible. You know what, right, Danny? I don't know about you, but even like the last 5-10 minutes of the game, he was plodding around like he'd done 90 minutes. Did you notice that? He wasn't tracking runs. He wasn't putting in a shift to push the line and put pressure. I don't know what else to say to him.
Like I've always said about Eddie, when he's playing on the pitch, he plays like a child that's just been told to tidy their bedroom as they strop up the stairs.
Fantastic analogy. Yeah. The guy plays for 20 minutes and he looks like he thinks he's warranted to be able to look like he's been playing for 90. I can't stand the bloke.
I think he knows his time is up.
Yeah, I know. You'd think it would light a fire inside of his belly and make him perform, but doesn't seem to be the case. But there we are. Phil Macker, hello, ladies. We've got formerly Noza, one of the most dull 2-0 wins, but I'm not complaining. Yeah, that's what we were just saying. And in all the numbers, the best, in quotations, Argentinian keeper in the world, letting a prophetic free kick from front. I haven't seen the goal. I can't stand Martinez. I can't stand Martinez. I think his attitude is absolute dog shit. Not a fan of him at all. And I like the fact that you put it in quotes as the best Argentinian keeper. Phil Macca, Herb Garden in a league of his own with his passing skills, a flipping genius. I don't know what to say. The guy is just phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. It doesn't matter who he's playing with in the middle of the park. He still manages to find a way. He combined beautifully with Havertz tonight, Danny, didn't he?
Did
Havertz. They really had like a synergy thing going on.
And it's getting better by the game.
Yes, I completely agree. So I'm absolutely buzzing with him. There was a few moments where there was a little few moments of techers from a few players, but we'll go over that. John Hickley on Facebook. We done what we had to do, rested loads of players after a hard game at the weekend. Completely concur with that sentiment. Phil Macca, I've said it before, Kai bought his Chelsea dark arts to the Emirates and Arteta needs to beat it out of him. Yeah, I wasn't a fan. See, the thing is, I like his shithousery. It kind of goes on par with Ben White. I've had no real issues with his shithousery. However, with the dive tonight, not a fan of that. I'm not even sure why he dove. It was near enough in the centre of the park. I don't know what he's doing there.
Maybe he's diving to try and get off quicker.
Potentially. Well, he did come straight off afterwards for a substitution. It looks like City have scored another here. Liam Greyhurst has informed us all. Let's go and see who the goal scorer is here. And it is Phil Foden again with Rodri with the assist. Jesus Christ. But it is what it is, I guess. Phil Macca, Eddie will be a great signing for Leicester next season. Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see who gets promoted. It's between, I think it's like Leicester, Ipswich and Leeds. They're all fighting for the top spot at the moment. So we've got two three-horse races in the Premiership and the Championship. How do you pronounce this again, Danny? I don't want to this wrong.
Henty, I think.
Henty? I was going to say Henty.
It's Finnish.
Right, that's it. You're correct. For once, I'm awake at this time in the UK. Evening, chaps. Good evening. Thanks for being with us. I know you're probably an hour or two ahead of us. Trav, howdy, gents. Welcome back. Renry, hello, fellow Gooners. A very uneventful routine win. I will take 8 more, please. I like it. We've got to look at the silver linings. Patrick Carson, evening, good evening. And Cy, hello. No Arteta out, which is interesting. Phil Macca, Herb Garden reminds me of Gazza. Do you agree? I thought Gazza was incredible football player. Yeah. Absolutely stellar class. The guy was incredible, even though he played for the scum. The goal with the dentist chair celebration in 96. I still remember watching that game when I was like 8 years old and just being blown away. I loved the connection between Gazza, Sheringham and Shearer, where they kept laying it off for each other and then Shearer rifles it into the roof of the net. Can't remember the game. But I just remember that moment.
That was Scotland.
Was it? It was the same game where Gazza scored and done the dentist chair, right?
Yeah.
Celebration.
Yeah, laid on the floor and it all squirted water in him. And then Scotland got a penalty and Uri Geller said that he made the ball move because he was in the air in a helicopter watching.
I don't remember that.
I've got the predictions in a tab ready to go. So you lot need to remind us to do the predictions and see how many of you that bothered.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I'll do a few more hellos and then we'll do the predictions, shall we? And then we'll go into the rest of the stuff. Okay. So Super Cali, I love him all there. I said it. Yeah. He had a great game tonight. Got man of the match in my eyes and a lot of people's eyes as well. Stefan Selby, Havertz wants to play Champions League. Havertz looked great tonight. Patrick Carson, would be nice to see Ipswich return. The Tractor Boys. Avon, evening. Super Cali, what the fuck is Herb Garden? Herb Garden is Odegaard. Rudy, evening, guys. I'm back. Welcome back, Stefan. There is some nice Gazza videos on YouTube. YouTube is filled with loads of stuff like that. Nketiah and Nelson are two definites to go in the summer. Nelson was absolutely boring. Every single time he had possession of the ball, he would look for a backwards or sideways pass.
He's only got one foot.
It was painful to watch. It was every single instance. There was not really any moments where you were like, right, you've got to really take the game on and give it some because you need to show what you can do. And he had nothing.
Ball on his left foot, could he? He was trying to do the Saka roll. What he should have done is play as a right winger with the right foot, crossing it with his right foot, but he didn't. He'd run down, and like you say, he'd stop, cut back, and whereas Saka would then go on his left foot, he's trying to pass back with his right foot. And
I got very bored of it very quickly. Phil Macca, I was at all of the Euro 96 England games, best days of my life until the semi. That's what she said. Si, I forgot, and that is unacceptable. My apologies. Our hashtag Arteta out. Well, I'm glad I reminded you. Renry, no, Haaland in the City team must still be in Saliba's pocket. Yeah, he didn't start tonight. He did not start tonight. And Rudy, if Kai Havertz receives a yellow card against Brighton and Aston Villa, he will face a 2-game suspension. Yeah, the guy likes to pick him up, doesn't he? And then, and all the numbers. IU look up Nelson in a Theosaurus and you will see a squad player. I would see an impact sub or maybe even just surplus to requirements. Stefan Selby, Euro 96 was amazing. Rudy, for me, ESR had his used his chance tonight and very much unlike Nelson. That is completely correct. And then we've got Tom Andrew Oyoy and I think and was supposed to say if for me or something. No. Oh, if you look up Nelson in the Theosaurus. There we go. Anyway, guesses, Danny. What do we have? What do we have? So let's see what people predicted for the game tonight. It finished 2-0 with a goal from Ødegaard and then an own goal. Nelson couldn't even get on the end of that. Nelson could not get in even the end of that. But here we go. Let's have a look at what the predictions were for last night.
Oh, the listeners' predictions for Arsenal be Luton Town on Wednesday night.
Can you hear that?
Yes.
Phil Macca, Arsenal 7-0, revenge for the cup. Tom Andrew, Arsenal 5, Luton 0. Mr. Waffles, Arsenal 4, Luton 0. Si, off his trolley as usual, Arsenal 6, Luton 8. One day, they're going to come true. Super has gone Arsenal 5, Luton Town 0. Emil Smith-Rowe, hat-trick. Any latecomers? Absolutely not. Oh, Super says Bowie, his animal, predicts 3-0.
Close.
Dan, what's your prediction?
I'm going to go with Arsenal 4, Luton 1, and I will caveat that with a teabag.
I don't think we need to hear my prediction.
Oh, really?
There you go.
I can't believe that Stan said that Luton were going to score. That's all I'm going to say.
Shameful.
Absolutely. Are you trying to tell me that we can stay 0-0 against City at the Etihad and then concede a goal against Luton at home? Is that what we're going with?
Sometimes, Stan, the excitement gets the better of him.
Clearly, the man needs some sleep. Who got the closest, like 3-0? Who said that?
That was Super's cat.
Oh, well, congrats to the cat, I guess.
Was the closest.
Well, to be fair, I think we all thought it was going to be a bit of a goal fest. We saw the lineup, and I think I'm sure a lot of people's opinions would have changed the moment they saw the lineup, especially with the likes of Rhys Nelson playing. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so they, bad they watching know their play days football. Numbered.
Good
gonna
have to, God.
There's going to be a whole load of players that play in the squad today that won't be here next season.
Yeah,
there's going to be quite a few.
I agree. All right, should we go over the lineup then, Danny? Should we have a little butchers at the lineup? And whilst I do that, you can just flick through all the comments and vice versa. So yeah. we had Rea in goal. No change there. White, Saliba, Gabriel. Zinchenko comes in for Kivior. I think this is probably going to be a game where it's probably likely to see someone like Zinchenko to start. So I had no real qualms with that. It was interesting to see 5 changes from the original lineup being made. But once again, we say this is probably going to be this really the only time, Danny, isn't it? This is really the only game that we can really do this sort of thing because we've got a really intense, too intense, a wigwam in a teepee. It's one of my favourites. Run up to the end of the season with Champions League football to boot. We've got Bayern Munich to play twice this month. What an interesting time that's going to be. We had also ESR starting his first game in 4 years. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. It wasn't ESR. It was Nelson. I apologize. It was Nelson's first start. Yeah. Nelson's first start since 2020. I apologize. It was Nelson, not ESR. We had Trossard start as well, Partey. And it was Partey's first start since the start of the season. So interesting stuff there as well. But the biggest shock for me was the fact that Sakharin didn't even make the bench, Danny. What did you make of that, that Saka didn't even make the bench? Are you worried? Are you worried about Saka?
Well, he's played 1,000 games in a row. He needs a rest, doesn't he? Put his feet up, play a bit of FIFA, have a Dominoes, job done, bit of garlic bread. Ugh, dirty boy. But yeah, no problem with that. I said, when me and Stan were debating last night whether we should play our best 11 and then take players off as and when we've won the game, or the other way around, do what Arteta did and start a weakened 11, and then if we need them, bring them on. So he did a bit of both, didn't he?
Yep, he did a bit of both. Funny enough, we scored both of the goals in the first half before any changes was made. it enables us to be able to make these changes because we've got such a rich squad. It's nice to see the bench stacked as it was without even Saka being there. It was nice to see it. Luton, because of all their injuries, they normally play a three at the back, but they played a four at the back. And I actually commend Luton for actually trying to play football, Danny. I don't know how you thought about that. They tried to play out the back. They got caught out a few times, but they tried to play football. They didn't sit with a low block. I feel like a lot of teams, if you asked them 6 months ago, low block would have been the go-to to go against Arsenal. But because we're so good at dealing with that low block now, Luton had to play football. And I thought they played fairly well. They definitely finished the game quite strong. Chong, I thought, would have started the game. Maybe it was lack of match fitness, or maybe it was burnout because he played on the weekend and he played really well. But I thought Luton played fairly okay. Danny, what did you make of?
I've no idea how the block works. Even on Football Manager, I'm still not sure how the block works. All I heard today is we have a higher block because we have all four of our centre backs playing in the last third of the pitch. So I'm beginning to. I mean, I've only just figured out what an inverted fullback is. And I don't like that. So I'm not going to delve too much into the high block, low block, gegenpress, all of that lot.
No worries,
Danny.
Get it, Danny.
Launch it, score, job done.
Route one football. Route one football, Danny. Is that your go-to, is it? Yeah. I like it. All right, well, you know, goal's a goal. Doesn't matter how it needs to be scored. Just goal's a goal, right? Have you got any minutes, Danny?
I certainly do. I have got 6 minute lovely drag back by Ødegaard. And then seventh, there are goalkeeper arguing with one of their defenders. Tidy. 8th minute, the Zinny Rocket. It's nice to see him back on form.
It was a nice little Ødegaard layoff. And then the Zinny shot.
The Ukrainian Zico, as he likes to call himself. He's got it printed on his underpants.
Did he nickname himself?
I think he probably did. Oh, I just made it up. It's one of the two.
It's never good when you nickname yourself like the special one.
No.
I've got 16 minutes here. Good interception from Zinny. I thought Zinny played fairly well tonight in regards to his defensive capabilities as well. It was nice to see a change of pace with his defensive capabilities. So what else have you got, Danny? You got anything? I've got a 20-minute one.
That broke their record of 18 consecutive Premier League games they've scored in, which was the most in the Premier League. We stopped that. We put an end to that. No more.
Gotcha.
That's one I got for the end of the match. It's brewing much like this poop I'm waiting for.
Do you know what, right? I think it's what that people talk about, the 40 points being the sort of the cusp where you're sort of safe from relegation. There's talks about how that points bar is not potentially going to be needed this year. It really shows how stretched the Premier League is from the top to the bottom. Do you see Luton staying up, Danny?
Oddly, yes, I do. Because Everton and Forest aren't out of the trouble with the FA over dodgy payments, dodgy purchases, dodgy transfers, and all that other stuff. Forest look like they're going to get another points deduction. Everton are still in trouble, and they're the two teams above them. And Luton are genuinely playing half-decent football. I mean, their recent run of results, 4 losses and 2 draws... and the teams around them are doing better. But I can see if the other two teams lose more points, then they may well scrape 17th place if they're lucky. But Sheffield United and Burnley, as we know, are down. Although Burnley 4-1 defeated, as we can see here. But yeah, I don't think you'll need 40 points to be safe this season. It could more like be 35, 36, and you'll be safe.
Yeah, this is it. This is what I was mentioning. So it's going to be an interesting run to the end of the season. But as I said, it really shows how stretched things are. I've got some moments here. 20 minute, nice Cruyff turn from Trossard. I thought Trossard had a brilliant game tonight. really showed his worth, really showed that he could go stretch the game by playing along the byline, but also coming inside and doing some trickery in the middle of the park. And then we come up to the first goal, Danny. 24th minute. Yes. That's English for you. ESR puts the pressure on, wins the ball, plays it through to Ødegaard. Ødegaard to Havertz. Havertz lays it off to Ødegaard, and then he rifles it into the bottom corner across the keeper. Have we got any images, Danny, to have a little butchers of that moment?
We have got this.
Lovely.
Look at his face. He's got the face of a constipated 80-year-old there that he's putting every ounce of energy, and he's got dark powers in that foot, and he's putting it in. And that poor bloke there is already been taken off the pitch once with an injury, and or maybe that was a little bit later. But, yeah, what positioning? And then after that, there you go. This is what I do. Thank you very much and good night.
That's exactly right. It's a bit of a trademark situation with Ødegaard. He hits them on the with the first hit, the first touch, sorry. And what a goal from the captain, leading the line, showing how it's done. But for me, I thought ESR had an incredible game tonight. He obviously obtained the Man of the Match award today. But, you know, the fact that he puts the pressure on to win the ball in the manner that he does, I think says a lot. I think a lot of people worried about maybe, you know, his time at Arsenal is done. But I think maybe, Danny, is this game the spark that we could receive? Because I tell you what, having an in-form Emil Smith-Rowe that we had a few seasons ago, yeah, where he scored like 10 odd goals off the bench, I tell you what, I cannot think of a better time for a player like this in a system like we play for him to come into form and do what he does coming off the bench with the games that we've got coming up, Danny.
This is the perfect opportunity for him. Players are going to need resting. We're playing, I think Hente said, we're playing every 3.8 or 4.1 days, which is hectic. Yep. We've got a full-strength squad, and he's brought him on not because he needed to. I mean, he gave him the start not because he needed to, like he usually brings him on because someone's injured, but because he's earned it. And I think it might have been an issue in training where when you've got all the talents that Smith-Rowe has, you maybe would be begrudged being told what to do. So could be something. Like, we know that Arteta is a stickler for, I say jump and you say how high, sir.
I agree.
And then you jump twice as high. So, I mean, look at him. Look at that. Man of the match.
Wonderful. Yeah, I'm so happy for him. I've mentioned it before. I met the bloke. Lovely. Genuinely lovely. Very warming person. 28 minutes, Havertz's class, great pressure from him. I thought Havertz had an incredible game again today. 30th minutes, nice tracking back from Nelson, which is probably the only time I write something positive about Nelson. So I don't know what I was feeling like at that particular moment, but we'll move past it. 34 minutes, how ESR did not score, I don't know. Great play. Man of the match, I wrote, at 34 minutes.
Good Danny. Shout. Yeah.
Wow. Well, there we go. I even shocked myself. 35 minutes so far, not a lot from Luton, but fares to play for the way that they're trying to play. They're playing, trying to play it from out the back. 41 minutes, White is class. Tekkers really showed beautiful.
Tekkers,
yep. Really lovely bit of footwork in the middle of the park to retain possession.
Playing right eight. He did a couple of those little Cruyff turns during the game, didn't he? I think
he did. A massive fan of Benny Blanco. Guy's incredible. So very happy with him that he had another good game today. 42 minutes, Partey unlucky to not get a tap in and on target. Yes. Danny, it would have been lovely to have. That is very true. It would have been lovely for that to have happened. 43 minutes. Does Nelson ever look forward?
No.
No. Okay, cool.
Left and back, like he's crossing the road.
That's it. He's like Henderson even looks at him and goes, mate, this boy don't pass forward to not enough, does he? Jesus Christ.
Still a decent player, though, and he's got a good future ahead of him.
You can't
take out the best right winger in the world, one of the best players on the planet, and then put Nelson in. So that is a bit of a bit of an ask for someone who plays hardly any first team football. Still a good footballer, but you can't. Can't come in, and he showed tonight. I'll try my best, Gov, but I ain't going to be able to manage it.
Very true.
It wasn't 44 terrible.
44 minutes, Danny. Own goal. I thought it was Nelson scoring, but
replays
show otherwise. Great work from ESR and Trossard out on the left-hand side. Pretty poor defensive lineup work from Luton. ESR's able to get in behind, go to the byline and play the ball in across the face of the goal in a really deadly position. And then an own goal from the guy that we saw in the picture, Danny, with the Ødegaard goal. That gentleman, he gets the own goal. So unlucky stuff from him.
This bloke here, I thought
there he is.
But I was at the time, I was going, just release the ball. Oh, it's what a wasted chance. Yep. And he timed it perfectly. Yep. And that's why ESR got man of the match for little things like that. And Nelson unlucky not to be given the goal. But there's not much you can do about it.
He didn't even touch the ball. Then he completely missed it.
I mean, not be able to get to it quick enough to...
It went through his legs pretty much.
Did it?
Yeah.
I thought they both slid at the same time.
No.
And the other bloke got to the ball first.
Nope. He missed it and it came off and the Luton defender was behind him. Then. Yes. Yep. So I've put here, Nelson missed it totally poor thus far. ESR having a good game. It's nice to see. And that's just the second half.
As soon as the goal is scored, I start making notes and then I miss the replay on that. And
yeah, I'm
not overly fond of doing the replay more than three or four times, which would be nice because God knows nothing else much was happening, was it? Second half, the only notes I've got is the booked for diving and then the five substitutions, and that's it. That's all I've got
keep ball. All I've got is Ødegaard and Havertz combining really well, which is really nice. Not a fan of the Havertz dive. Really dislike that. 70th minute, White beaten on the left. Luton trying to get back into the game. Not the best games thus far, but we rotated and rested players. Really busy end of the season for us. Substitutions. Havertz, Danny. Mm. This is his best ever season in the Premier League so far. He has now got 8 goals and 4 assists. This is his best performing Premier League season. And it's not even over yet, Danny. It's not even over.
Like they're surprised. The commentators were saying it, and I thought, well, it's obviously that it is because he struggled to do anything playing for those that bus stop in Fulham.
Yeah, that's it. That's completely correct. I couldn't set a bit up myself.
I've got a heat map here if you're interested.
I'm very interested for Havertz.
No, for both sides.
Oh, okay.
764 touches for the Arsenal, 576 for them. And you can see this is our game plan. Most of it is us defending and having the ball around the middle of the pitch. Hardly any attacking. And you can see Nelson down there on the right wing. Almost didn't even get to the touchline. There's almost nothing there compared to their bloke on the right-hand side, who was a bit of a menace. I can't remember who that was, but he was doing lots of attacking down the right. But our team tend to be a little bit more attacking down the left. That was mostly Trossard in the first half, but not on a very overly attacking heat map, is it?
I thought that was Clark, wasn't it? Clark, who he looked like a decent player. Number 18, Clark. He looked like a decent little player.
I would tell you who that was.
Essentially might have been him.
Match centre. It was Clark and Berry were running down the right hand side. So Clark was the midfielder.
Clark. I remember the number 18. He looked fairly decent, the player. So, as I said, Luton played well tonight. They didn't play bad. I thought Doughty is a good player. He's a decent player. He's a big guy as well. Didn't realize how big he was. We got the result in the end. But best season for Havertz thus far in the Premier League. It's nice to see Trossard had a brilliant game tonight. What else have we got here? 88 minutes. Eddie shot, deflection, keeper saves near the post. And that's all I've got in the regards to the game. That's all I've got. We've got some comments here. I've just seen the message. No worries. Have you done this one here? Man of the match for me was Ødegaard. Have you got from here?
No, I didn't. No,
that's all right. That's okay. Well, we'll go through them then. Yep. So man of the match for me was Ødegaard. I absolutely adore Ødegaard, but I think ESR was the man. Even though Ødegaard was constantly, once again, pulling all of the strings, I thought ESR, him coming back, I thought he was definitely rusty as and all the numbers says. ESR wasn't clinical enough tonight against a weaker side. He had at least one very good chance, but shot straight at the keeper needs to improve or to be replaced. Not at the required level, in my opinion. Interesting.
But he's got all the skills to be at the required level. Because we need two squads to compete the way we have this season, and he could be pushing to be in the first team squad when Havertz is, when we're playing a slightly different formation, he could be the left eight and he would be wonderful. And then Ødegaard would drop back a bit. Smith Rowe would be the one that gets forward and then backs up someone like whoever we're going to be playing up front next season. Hopefully Jesus will be long gone, as will Zinchenko, Ramsdale, and Nketiah, Nelson. Long old list of players there to get rid of.
It's going to be a big change-up of things, isn't there, at the end of the season in the summer. There's definitely going to be a big, big change-up. But at the end of the day, ESR is going to be super rusty. The guy doesn't play much football for us. He had an opportunity tonight, and he took it. I know he had a few moments where he was a little bit suspicious. Quote, not looking fantastic. Go on.
Rudy's put a quote up about Emil, if you want to read it.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Really enjoyed myself tonight. It's been a long time since I've started. It's been a tough season for me. I'm delighted with the start and the 3 points as well. I think overall, guys, we've got to look at this game and go, okay, yeah, we won a 2-0 game against Luton at home. Yeah, it wasn't the game that we thought it was going to be, especially after all everybody's predictions thinking it was going to be like 8-0 and everything like that.
All right, easy, Tiger.
Subsequently wasn't that sort of game.
At least I didn't say an 8-5 loss.
True. And also at least you didn't say, like Stan, that we conceded a goal. Unbelievable. Are you really trying to tell me that Morris was going to get past Saliba? Nah, that's not be silly. But the fact that we were able to make changes, Danny, we were able to make huge rotations. We even gave Saka a full rest, not even on the bench. He's fully at home, putting his feet up like he deserves. And we still managed to get the result, okay? So that's what we've got to look at. We've got to look at those moments and be very, very happy about them. What else we got here? Bulgarian Guma, Benjamin White is an enigma. I love him.
We're absolutely down to...
Yeah. Have you said these ones already?
No, I haven't said them. Oh, okay. I was just saying...
I'll go back to your... Yeah, no worries. Peter Coulson here. The defender made a hash of it. Cough. Is that because one of them was... Oh, was his name Hash?
Still a man at Luton on loan from Man United. Apparently, he's had a spell with Birmingham.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I have no idea. Patrick Carson, the Gabby block. That was very nice. Him getting down on one knee.
Hooked it. Saliba did one as well. He hooked it round and injured the defender as well, the Japanese bloke.
Yes. Now
that was almost like Matrix-style fish hooking. No eye gouging, no fish hooking, and he fish hooked him.
Do you know what we saw as well tonight, Danny? We saw some diving clearing headers.
Oh,
love
Tony
a bit
Adams.
Of that. Love a bit of that.
Would be moist at the thought of that.
Hell yeah. Phil Macca, Benny was showboating tonight. He's no ordinary English defender. Love the bloke. Love Johansson. Evening, lads. When will Arteta have a chat about the Chelsea manners of diving with Havertz? I'm sure that conversation will happen this evening. If not, it'll be at some point this week because, yeah, I don't ever, ever want to see that sort of bullshittery ever again. I despise diving just as much as I hate the crowd going, shoot. Anyway, Phil Macca.
I was there the day Johnny Jensen scored.
Oh, really?
There we are. Yeah, into QPR, New Year's Eve.
There we are.
Later that night, I went off to Wembley Arena for the largest ever indoor rave. There's a lot of grinning that night.
Was that the video you showed me, or was that another instance?
I think that was United Dance at Stevenage.
Oh, okay. Fair enough then. Phil Macca looks like Danny's arse. Heat map. Brilliant. Phil, formerly Noser. Phil.
Rude.
Nice. I'm glad that we're all enjoying that one. Rudy, this was the comment, and then we've got Peter Coulson. ESR just interviewed on TNT. He's such a shy lad. He mentioned what a tough season it's been for him at least three times. I as I said to you guys, I've met ESR. I met him at in Barnet at a foot golf. That's it, foot golf. Every single and because it's near London Coney, every single Arsenal player pretty much goes there. ESR went there and I heard he was there. And because my parents live nearby, I popped over, bumped into him. Apparently, he's the only Arsenal player that's been there that's actually paid. Because all of the others, they've hit the guy who owns it goes, no, play for free, just promote us a bit. But ESR demanded still and paid for him and all of his mates. And he's the only player thus far to do that. And I got a picture with him and he's a really lovely lad. And that was before he signed the contract and got the number 10 shirt. So I'm hoping I had something to do with that. But I'll keep that in my own mind. Patrick Carlson, when will Vieira get the chance? Danny?
Never.
I think, do you know what?
Chances.
I think the guy needs a loan. Where do you think that? Do you think he's going to be? Do you think he's just going to get straight out sold at the end of the season?
It'll be back off to Portugal with his skinny little legs. Be a loan with an option to buy for 10 million or something. That'll be a £15 million loss.
Christ.
Yeah, that
brilliant.
Was a dodgy summer. Him and Nuno and Lokonga. That's £60 million. But you know, you got to take these chances.
Wait, Lokonga plays for Luton at the moment on loan, correct? He wouldn't have played this evening. But Lukonga's played fairly decent for Luton thus far. We've got here, Avon, this team selection was as much as about the upcoming buying game as it was about the Premier League challenge. I completely agree with you. Stefan, I was there too, had the T-shirt. Rudy, Leandro Trossard, on confidence levels, they are really high. Hopefully we can maintain this and we have to take it game by game because we're playing every three games.
Because Trossard's had issues when he starts games where we've pointed the finger and implied he's only good as a super sub. So I think tonight has made us question our thoughts about that.
Okay. And then we've got Rudy here. Now it's recovery and just get ready for the Brighton game. Maybe we've got that on the weekend. Phil Mac, a foot goal for fuck's sake. It's pretty fun, to be fair. We'll save that question to the end. We'll be quick with this one, guys. Because it was a short game, so otherwise we'll just be here just talking and answering loads of questions. Avon, Vieira had his chance. I agree. Fabio Vieira is too lightweight for the Prem. Completely agree. Patrick Carson, Sambi is injured. I did not know. I just thought he wouldn't have played because of the loan. Rudy, Arteta on Smith Rowe. I think a lot. I love him as a player. It's a joy to watch him. Now he moves. He has changes. How physical he was well today. He's physical as well today. He's a joy to watch. Today nice he helped to us a lot to win the game. Yeah, it's rare, isn't it, Danny, with Arteta in regards to complimenting players that are on the fringes. But he's always had a lot to say about Emil Smith Rowe. He's always wanted the best for him. So hopefully we can get the best out of him towards the end of the season, Danny. What do you think?
Yes.
Yeah. Peter Coulson, gotta love ESR. Him and Saka are model professionals. And genuinely great people. I completely concur. That's probably why that their song is combined. Bulgarian Guma, Vieira had his own injury issues this season. And Rudy Arteta, he's a joy to watch. Today he helped us win the game, speaking about ESR, like we've covered. And Sammy did his hamstring in Feb, was doing very well. He was masked gunner. He was exactly that. We got a question then for Peter Coulson. If you have any questions, pop them in the chat right now because we're not going to answer too many. But if you have any questions, put them in the chat now before we just go, no more questions. Peter Coulson, question. If we don't win the league, which of the other two would you prefer to win the Prem? What question is this, Danny?
We're going to win the league.
It has to be
Liverpool because I do not want anyone to win it four times in a row. I hate both of those teams. Neither of them deserve it. But I don't want City to go, yeah, we won four in a row. We've got a couple of things that are hard to do. We've done the three in a row. We've done the invincible. That's two things that other people can't beat. And I don't want someone to beat the three in a row.
I'm sorry, Peter. I'm not even going to answer that question. Arsenal are going to win the Premier League this season. I'm sorry. I'm not going to justify that absolutely atrocious question that you've made me read. I'm appalled with you.
Bad
I'm
man.
Appalled. Phil Macker, Arteta on Kai. He needs to leave his dirty... he blatantly didn't say this, did he? He blatantly didn't say that. I would love to think he did say that, but he blatantly didn't say that, Phil. You nearly got me there. You nearly got me. If you would have missed out the C word, I might have believed you to a certain degree. Trav, Vieira isn't good enough, in my opinion. He'll do well in the French and Italian. Yeah, he needs to go to a lightweight Farmers League, doesn't he? And in all the numbers, don't want Klopp to win anything ever again. See, that's the catch, isn't it? Christ. Amar's Gunner, Liverpool don't want four in a row, same as Danny. And then we've got Phil. I couldn't bear to see Liverpool win it again with City. It just doesn't matter. I think a lot of people may concur with that. Danny has a great point, but I think a lot of people with concur just go, when City win things, we just go, they bought it, didn't they? Pretty much. They bought it. And then we've got Love Johansson here. ESR is good enough to ask for a transfer to another big team. Never has. Shows character, actually. I think ESR and Arteta have a good relationship. And that's exactly what we were saying. I don't think I ever hear Arteta talk about someone on the fringes like he talks up ESR. I'll do a few more here. That we got a question here. Any other questions? Put them in the chat. I'm not going to do loads. Put them in the chat right now. Phil laughing. Oh no, sorry. Love you, Hansen, laughing at the Phil about the quote from Arteta, which clearly wasn't a quote from Arteta. Avon, Liverpool have spent more than 1 billion more than us in wages over the last four seasons. City have spent 2 billion more, and at least that's what we put on their books. Yes, well, we have no idea, do we? I'm very interested to see what the wage expenditure weekly is for. Maybe we can get that next time, Danny. Wages expenditure for the teams in the Premier League. Just teams in the Premier League. Obviously, City, all the big teams, maybe the top six. Because I want to see where Arsenal are in comparison to like City, Chelsea, Liverpool, United, and so on and so forth.
I think it'd be Chelsea, Man United, and Man City be way top, and then everyone else would be next.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to see something like that. I want to see what the wage expenditure is weekly on that. Rudy, Arteta and Odegaard, we need more balance as well. The chemistry with certain players have. Martin is vital to connect everything with the way we play. And in all the numbers, Plastic City would be preferable, as there is a chance, that a title will be taken off them retrospectively with the hashtag 115 completely obviously issues that they've got with some dodgy dealings under the table. But, you know, it is what it is. And then Phil Macker here, nearly Deeks. Yeah, you nearly got me. Peter Coulson, sorry, Deeks. It was, of course, a moot question since we obviously will win the league in style. That's more like it. Danny, 2-0 against Luton. Huge changes made. We've got Bayern coming up this week, coming up this month twice. We've got lots of games. We've got a fixture list. We've got a very heavy fixture list for the next couple of months going up until the 19th of May. I hope that we will be in a little final as well afterwards, but we'll have to wait and see.
Well, this is where it broke us last season. Game number 41 last season is when our season fell apart. So far, we've played game 41 and 42, and we're still on track.
That's good to hear. I didn't think of that, Danny. That's a nice little mood booster. Nice little mood booster. I'll read these few last ones, guys, and then we will call it, because at the end of the day, it was a 2-0 victory. Quite a boring game over Luton, but we move forward with positivity and the fact that we were able to rotate so heavily, which is something that we don't rarely see. Avon would be at the bottom of the top six. Chelsea, Spurs, United all spend more in the wages than we do. I'd be interested to see it regardless. Arteta on Saka. He was close, but again, he felt something in a very similar area against City, and it was a very short turnaround. I'm hoping it's not anything too much. We'll have to wait and see. I think everybody's going to be living on Twitter for the next few days, trying to find out as much as they can about Saka, and hopefully he will return to against Brighton on the weekend. Rudy, hopefully he'll be able to train again, and we'll have to have him in for the weekend. Oh, that's exactly what I was saying anyway. Phil, could we play tonight's lineup against anyone else? Danny?
Sheffield United, Burnley.
Have we still got those to play in our runner?
No, we're done with those. We've done both against Sheffield United, 6-0 and 5-0.
Okay, so with the games that are remaining in the league, do we use that lineup ever again?
No, I don't think so.
No, that's Jesus Christ. Trav, with the title being as tight as it is, who is most likely to be our Aguero moment, the guy that's going to win the league for us? Who do you think it's going to be, Danny?
Yeah, Odegaard, that would be nice. I can just hear that.
Yeah, that's literally who I was going to go with as well. I would love for Odegaard to be the man that does it. Second would probably be Havertz. I think I'd like to see Havertz be involved in that as well, especially with the connection that they're playing at the moment. It's really nice to see. Peter Coulson.
Team from the league positions last season is Everton, who finished 17th. 17th, we've got to play Everton at home. Bournemouth finished 15th, we've got to play them at home. Wolves finished 13th, we've got to play them away. And Chelsea finished 11th, and we've got to play them at home. So they're the bottom four teams in going by how they finished last season. We've got to play this season.
Right. Okay. It's going to be interesting. It's definitely going to be interesting. Peter Coulson, the Harry Kane hype train next week is going to be sickening. Well, the guy, what was it? The Bayern Munich haven't, the last time they haven't won a title was when Harry Kane was at Millwall on loan.
11 consecutive titles, I think they've won.
Yes, they have.
As a Dortmund fan, I know all too well.
There we go. And then we've got Avon here, safe Saka for Bayern. Interesting. That could be a potential, that's for sure. Seb S, Liverpool versus Man United. Thoughts on Twitter? Liverpool versus Man United. What do you think?
I wouldn't be surprised if Man United pull something out of the hat for this because...
I agree.
They are a team full of world-class players in certain positions, and they hate them. That rivalry is for Liverpool... And Man United, they probably hate Liverpool more than they hate Man City.
Yep.
And Liverpool probably hate Man United more than they hate Everton.
Yep, I completely agree.
That rivalry, and I can see it's happened so many times in the past, Man United going to an informed Champions League Liverpool and smashing them.
I agree.
So hopefully.
I agree. Okay. I really hope. Back. Yeah, okay, we've got Kate Johnson here. Sorry I'm late. Was lovely to see ESR again. It was. And a well-deserved man of the match performance for him. But in regards to this, I also can see Man United pulling something out of the bag. The rivalry between the two teams, they despise each other. And I hope they rip each other apart. But, you know, it's just me. Phil Macker, fuck the Aguero moment. It's Mickey Thomas moment, for fuck's sake. I completely concur. And Kate with hello. But unfortunately, it's time for us to go. We've been here for three quarters of an hour talking about a Luton 2-0 game, which was very boring, but it was a needed game where we made lots of rotational changes. It was nice to see ESR back, got himself a man of the match. The Ødegaard and Havertz combinations were nice to see. Trossard doing the business, Saka having a well-earned rest, and Partey looking fairly decent, Danny. And I'll tell you what, that's also a player that we're going to need coming in at the end of the season.
Quality balls.
I pinging all the balls. He was pinging all of the balls. Phil Macker, great show, ladies. And Super Cali, thanks. But we will leave it here. Thanks to everyone for jumping in. I really appreciate it. If you haven't already, hit the like button on the YouTube video. If you're watching this post, we appreciate you. Share among your friends and your family. Even if they don't follow football, make sure they listen to it. The high level of podcasting that we give for free is just stunning stuff, guys. Stunning stuff. And if you're brand new... Well, I you got to be
positive. It's A-level.
I agree. If you haven't already subscribed, hit us up with a subscription. It is completely free on the YouTubes. But there we are. Danny, do you have any final words?
I need a poo.
I think we can't really beat that, guys. Let's see what we can do on the weekend. And then we've got the two huge games against Bayern Munich. And I'll tell you what. What a way to finish this season for the next few months. Games after games. And I'll tell you what, we're on course, guys, for the double. I'm just saying. Positive mental attitude, guys. Take care.
Goodbye.
As soon as I scored that goal, I was fucking livid. Get down, dog. Splendid business.
He nearly caught the bloody thing. What are you talking about?
So I've just eaten a full quiche. Well, you don't often see them at Ibs. So when you see them in the supermarket, they need to be swagged, microwaved immediately, and get the brown sauce on and bosh, Bob's your uncle.
Never in doubt.